May the words of my lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be forever pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and in the fellowship of his Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder how you feel when you see ships returning to port, troops flying home, or the celebrations on VP Day. It's easy to imagine the joy as families are reunited, parties to celebrate the end of hostility, and tears for those who did not return. Today we are looking at Psalm 21. This forms a pair of royal psalms with Psalm 20, which we looked at on Sunday evening. If Psalm 20 was a prayer for the king before the battle, then Psalm 21 is thanksgiving for their safe return and their deliverance. In some cultures, there would be a victory parade displaying the defeated enemy soldiers or captured wealth, but instead the psalmist encourages the people to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for what God has done in verses 1 to 6. Directed to God, the psalmist comments on the king's joy in God's strength and victories rather than his own, linking this to answered prayers for desires and requests that we considered on Sunday evening. The blessings received by the king include a pure gold crown in verse 3, life with length of days in verse 4, and eternal blessings and divine presence in verse 6. To receive a crown from God signifies divine approval. A large crown was put on David's head after the capture of Rabbah. The king had been spared in battle. Beyond this, his dynasty is secure. God had promised a forever king. But the history of Israel was of kings and a people who often forgot or deliberately rejected what God had done. God's promise is fulfilled in an eternal king who has won a great victory over his enemies upon the cross and has been raised to splendor and majesty. In Revelation 14:14, we are told he also has been given a crown to wear. We celebrate this king with a hymn, "Crown him with many crowns." And we look forward to seeing his full glory, delighting in his presence with us by his Spirit now and then for all eternity. Then there is a prayer of trust in who God is in verse 7. The focus shifts to the present, to the king's current trust in God. The security of that trust is found in the character of God. Unfailing love is greater than any other love we can experience. It is unconditional, particular, and irresistible. It's a secure base for life, and so the king will not be shaken. Since March 2020, our world has not seemed so certain, so predictable, so sure. We can trust, though, in God because of his unfailing love and find there a firm anchor so we will not be shaken. This love is also transforming. Once appreciated, nothing can ever quite be the same again. So finally, there is a prayer of confidence in what God will do in verses 8 to 12. God's unshakable, victorious, forever king will deal with his enemies. In verse 11, the futility of plotting and scheming against God's king is that it will end in hasty retreat from the drawn bow of the divine warrior in verse 12. The stark imagery is of grabbing, burning, and consuming in verses 8 to 9. There will not be any future generations in verse 10. This contrasts with the secure dynasty of the forever king. This is not revenge or merciless violence, but rather an inevitable consequence of rebellion against God and God's king. Our battle is spiritual rather than physical, but our confidence too should be in the armor that God supplies and victory through reliance on God in prayer. The psalm begins and ends with the strength of the Lord, which brings peace and deliverance from enemies. So as we celebrate victories and achievements, remember to thank God for what he has done. The psalm begins and ends with a reminder that it is in God's strength that victory has been won. Particularly the victory over sin and death that Jesus won on the cross, and the triumph of the resurrection that makes it all possible. This should be our focus when we come to communion in a few moments. Then we can pray with trust in who God is, the love displayed on the cross, the secure base for our lives now. Then pray, remembering what is to come, with confidence in God's justice and deliverance for all eternity. Let's pray. O Lord, thank you for all Jesus has done by winning a great victory on the cross over evil. Please help us to trust in your love so that we will not be shaken, and to trust in your strength to fulfill your promises for the future, especially when we encounter opposition. Amen.